What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear women everywhere, let's start a fashion revolution. Old Navy is changing the shopping game with body quality. Body quality means size equality, price equality, and style for everyone everywhere. That's right. Old Navy is making every one of its styles in every size with no difference in price. Because we deserve it, and our sisters, moms, and friends do too. Old Navy's body quality started with you, the customer. Old Navy read thousands of product reviews, conducted thousands of interviews, even went on shopping trips with real customers to hear what you had to say, and they really listened. If you've ever wished you could shop with your friends, Old Navy heard you. They made every size from 00 to 28 available in every store with no special sections. If you're tired of ordering multiple sizes online to try at home because the store didn't carry your size, Old Navy heard you. You can literally go in the store and they will have your size in the store, in person, live, grab it off the rack, try it on, and go about your day. Here's the thing. One of the other things that I love about them is they wanted to show you how their clothes fit on real women's bodies. And Old Navy heard you. They spent years listening, studying, modeling, testing, refining, and perfecting so that you and women everywhere can have fashion that celebrates each of us as we are. Also, when you go on their website, the mannequins will be in different sizes. Whether you're a 2 or you're an 18, you can see what those fabulous pair of rockstar jeans look like on every body. Body quality means that now in every store, you'll see mannequins in multiple sizes. And online, you can see styles you love on models sizes 4, 12, and 18. It means a consistent and comfortable fit for every size, 00 through 30, extra small through 4X. It took years of work, tons of revisions, thousands of people, including customers, to carefully create and fully integrate the shopping experience. That's body quality, a revolutionized shopping experience for women everywhere. See oldnavy.com/bodyquality for additional details. Styles subject to availability.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How we doing? How the hell we doing? I'm dry. I got to be honest with you, my attitude, I really got to turn it around and I got to giggle because my attitude is, I'm about to snap. I'm at a breaking point. This weekend's been hard. I haven't had a day off in a while and I'm not complaining about that. I'm so grateful for the work. I continue to get up every day and say, I am so grateful. Gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I think what is frustrating is, you know, it's just, there's a lot of pressure that's just on me and it eats away at me. I'm unable to turn my brain off at night because if I don't get the job done, it doesn't get done. So it's a lot of pressure on myself. It's not me complaining that I have a lot of things going on. I'm so unbelievably grateful for that. But it's just, if the Heather train doesn't keep rolling, you know what I mean? I don't know. You know when Elon Musk was going to like clone people? I would love to do that right now. I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say. It's just, I feel very frustrated and spread thin. And I have a lot of deadlines for very important things that are exciting in my life, but it's only up to me to get it done. And I got to be honest with you, I want to kill everybody who's around me. Like, I've been on edge. I have been snappy as fuck. I have been bitchy. I've had the period from hell. I'm sorry. I just got to let it out. I got to let it out. I called a therapist the other day. Did you get a new therapist? And I didn't know what to say on the voice. Like, I literally called and it was like, hey, this is, let's say her name's Allison. Hey, this is Allison. Leave a message. And this was the voicemail that I left. Hi, Allison. My name's Heather McMahon. I'm a comedian. I don't know why you needed to know that. So, turns out I need a little help. And then I just anxiously and nervously laughed for 15 minutes. Here's my number. Call me back. Bye. I know for a fact this bitch has already Googled me and said I will not call her back because she is a serial killer, a sociopath. I have one project that I'm working on, and I think what's so frustrating about it is I'm used to creating my own shit, doing it, putting it out there, and then just getting the response. And now that I'm working on something on a bigger scale, to have all these other people chime in and to not just get an immediate yes or no is frustrating to me. I know in the way I work is I make it, I create it, I do it, and I go out there. And then I'm the judge of whether or not that worked. And having somebody else, I guess, be in the driver's seat of decision-making for me is really wild, and it's a hard feeling to relinquish that kind of, you know, okay, well, are they going to give me a yes or no? Because this entire world, this entire business in Hollywood is, do they like me? Get a yes or no. But in comedy, we've always kind of done our own thing. We're just going to make it and then put it out there and, you know, I don't know. It's different. And I have other actor friends who like work and they go and they read somebody else's material and they play these characters. I'm like, but all the shit that I do, it's because I made it. You know, I don't know. Is this going to make sense to anybody? I hope it does. Here's the deal. Here's the real deal. I'm spread thin. My friends are mad at me because I can't. I have had to say no to a lot of things and I just have to do it right now. And I constantly try and explain to them, I didn't have a good job when I was 27. I'm 34. I don't have children right now. I'm 34 and I'm scraping the fucking barrel for the next 4 years so I can make something of myself so then I can live on a boat in the Turks and Caicos and never speak to anyone again. That's where I'm at. You feel me? And it's hard because when you're trying to create creative things, you need to go out and experience a world, but there's just so much shit tying me. It's all good. It's all good. I love what I do. I just need, we need to get out and have a glass of wine. Need some wine. Need a Chardonnay. My ass is getting so fucking flat. I know we were supposed to have, you know, fat girl summer, PHAT. And we were supposed to have these round asses while I sit at my desk. I want a walking desk. If anybody has any information on those treadmill desks, I would really like for you to forward me, CC me on the email. From Dick's Sporting Good, or I don't know, Nordatrack, because I need a walking desk. My sports bra right now is currently rolling up on itself. I don't know what to do about my back fat, but my back is now the front and the front is now the back. And I don't know when they swapped. I don't know when they even had a fucking conversation to swap, but my ass is the front and the front is my ass. Riddle me this, how the fuck did that happen? And I'm starting to get a little resentful towards my husband. I love him to death, but I'm starting to get a little resentful. I am. Like today, I was just like, you need to just pretend to be busy around the house. If I walk into our room, you know what it is? He comes home from golf. I don't care. I said I'd never bitch about him playing golf. Right now, it's too much golf. It's too much. It's too much. I shouldn't be this stressed and while you're doing that much golf. He comes home. We have had this fucking conversation 100 times. He comes home. He does not take off his golf clothes. He plays 18 holes in 100-degree heat in the beginning of September in Georgia. And what does he do? He sits on our fucking bed in his sweaty clothes. He will sit in those sweaty golf clothes for 8.5 hours. I don't care if you just got off 18, you want to come home, the Penn State game's on. You know what you do? You know what I do? When I come home from the gym, I strip down, put on a robe, let my pussy breathe, and then I watch 18 episodes of The Real Housewives of New York. Because you got to let it air out. The number one thing I learned from working in a gym is you don't sit in your sweaty clothes. And I've given Jeff one fucking rule in our marriage. I'm like, at this point, I don't give a shit if you start ordering prostitutes off a burner phone. I don't care. Do not come in our home and either sit on the couch in your sweaty clothes because then the couch absorbs it. It's a linen couch. It's fucking nice. Or our really nice bed that's just absorbing your dust and dander in those sweaty fucking clothes. I change our sheets twice a week. And I was so frustrated. I'm working in the basement. I've got all these deadlines. We're trying to go to town. It's his fucking birthday trip that I've now extended. because my work got canceled for something. So I'm like, all right, I'll take your ass in a week earlier, you fucker. I come upstairs. He is literally sitting on the bed with his earbuds in, screaming to somebody he's in a fantasy football league with, screaming about the pick of the week. And I literally, you know, when you're so mad that you black out and you become silent. I'm not a nitpicker. I'm not going to sit and bitch at you all day. I have two modes, chill as fuck, turn the fuck up, where you better watch out because you're about to get a butter knife through the back of your neck. That's my modes, chill as fuck, or turn the fuck up, where you're about to get a butter knife through the back of the neck. That's it. Just that. Nothing in between. Chill as fuck. Butter knife to the neck. Bam. Boom. That's it. I am so thrilled that Daily Harvest became a sponsor of the podcast because I love them. My sister ordered a bunch and I was stealing all of them because they're friggin' delicious. What's Daily Harvest? Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits, vegetables, right to your door. Daily Harvest takes literally minutes to prepare and never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, and that goes for everything. My personal favorite is Daily Harvest Scoops, their plant-based ice cream. Scoops is a perfect sweet treat, plus it's gluten and dairy-free. Y'all, they have this chocolate fudge, and I just take it out of the fridge, and oh, honey, a late-night snack. Bye, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya, but would want to be ya if you get that good Daily Harvest Scoops. Honestly, I love their artichoke and spinach flatbread as well. It makes it so easy when I'm working. I don't know what to do. I just go up to my freezer, take it out, pop that bad boy in the oven, and I know I have something fresh. And honestly, I don't have to worry about preservatives in it because I really think Daily Harvest has a wonderful, transparent, straightforward product. Also, their smoothies are delicious. I mean, you know, they got cacao and stuff. They got macao. I don't even know what half this stuff is, and it's freaking delicious. Daily Harvest is delicious food all built on whole organic fruits, vegetables, and conveniently stays in your freezer. So when it's ready, it's ready. You feel me? Get more time to get back to what you want to do and do you and take care of yourself this summer. Go to dailyharvest.com, enter code absolutely to get up to $40 off your first box. Y'all, I really genuinely love Daily Harvest. It's friggin' delicious and it makes my life so, so, so convenient. Again, that's code absolutely for up to $40 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. And I walked in and I looked at him. And you know what this fucker said? He looked at me. I looked at him. Blank expression. Silent. Dead behind the eyes. Burning. Sulfur. Satan. Coming out of my fingertips. And he goes, I know. I will get off the bed. He fucking knew. He knew his sweaty ass was soaking into our brand new Matuk sheets that were more expensive than I would like to admit. Don't fucking sweat on the sheets. Like, I'm actually upset right now because I'm so frustrated. Not about him. He's a good man, but he plays too much golf. I'm like, just get off the fucking couch or my bed. You know what I'm talking about? I am richly blessed, but I am on the period from hell, probably because as you heard on the last week's episode, I went and I did a drive-by to CVS and took an unexpected plan B, which I didn't even need because I don't even think I had sex because Jeff was too tired from fucking golf. So I am now just raged on an extra dose of estrogen this month because of the plan B that I did not need. I'm so sorry. I'm so grateful for my life. I'm just, this is where I'm at. Because it's always the little thing that makes you just fucking lose it. I guarantee if you really went into a prison, women's prison, and you interviewed these women who've been on Snapped or like why they murdered their husband, it's not he beat me, he stole all of our money, da da da. It's not that. It's he didn't close the car door and it drained my battery one night. And when I got up to go to work, my car was dead because he left the trunk open because he was too lazy to bring in the stuff from Costco. Like, that's what it is. You know what I mean? They're interviewing the woman named Tanya, and she's like, and that's why I took a butter knife to the back of his neck. That's how that happens. It's not he gambled all of our money away. I had to hook on the corner because I didn't know how I was going to feed the family. It was, I made fresh lemonade. I put it on the counter. It was cooling. I made Arnold Palmer's. I had a fresh lemonade. The sugar hadn't eaten settled. And I made a warm tea. I made sun tea because that's better for you. This fucker comes in from doing yard work. What does he do? I say out loud, tea's not ready. Give it a minute. He picks up the glass pitcher of the tea and drops it, says, this is hot. And I say, God damn it, Daryl. I told you the tea isn't ready. And then I took a butter knife to the back of his neck. That's it. That's what it is. That's why women snap. That is also why Oxygen and Discovery Channel have had multiple different versions of the show snapped. They're like snapped, raw, snapped, more raw, snapped, even rawer. Rawer. That's a word I just came up with. Butter knife to the neck. That will be my memoir. Another great country song. That new Taylor Swift Time song, you know? I think she did it, but I just can't prove it. Or Earl Had to Die, but from the Dixie Chicks. It's always a reoccurring thing. One of my girlfriends called me the other day and she's like, that's it. This is it. This is it. This is where I kill him. I was like, what happened? She goes, well, my kid wouldn't quit screaming, so my husband just gave up and gave him a cake pop this morning. So what does that do? That's reinforcing bad behavior. And I said, I'm not going to give my friend away, but I said, girl, don't I know it? And Jeff is doing this thing where I'm about to tell him some information and he immediately asks a question before I finish. That's going to be it. I've planned this entire trip to Italy. We were only supposed to go from the 20th to the 28th. Some shows got moved around. And so I said, all right, well, great. I've got an extra week. Let me extend the trip. So I paid a bunch of money to change our flights. Got this grand thing for his fucking birthday. And I said, hey, can I have your passport? I don't even know what I said last night. And he went to go open his mouth because he wasn't going to let me complete the finished thought to then ask me a question that I was about to answer if he let me finish the complete fucking thought. And I went black. My eyes went dark. And I just walked out of the room. And that's when he knows I'm getting my butter knife. And this is when Jeff knows he's in trouble. He goes, Muffin? Like we're playing hide and seek, like, Muffin, are you in here? Put down the butter knife. He knows, Muffin, because I black out. I don't scream, I black out, and then let's fucking go! What did he ask last night? I don't even know. I mean, this fucker, they wouldn't even let him into Europe. It wasn't for the fact that, what do women do? What do I have right now? I have our EU, like this passport thing we had to print out. I did all of our COVID testing. Found out today we might need an even quicker COVID test, like a quicker turnaround. So went back to the COVID place, made sure we got it in time. I've done copies of our passport. I booked the hotels. I booked the travel. I booked the flights. I booked the car service. I booked the train tickets. I booked this. I made sure I got us fucking reservations at Osteria Francescana, which is where we've been trying to go for 5 fucking years. And he had the audacity to ask before I said, yes, we're going to dinner. And he's like, let me ask you. And I was like, I'm going to take this knife and just, that's where I'm at. So anyways, the moral of this was I will be on vacation for the next week, but I will be taking my podcast recording equipment with me and we will record some great episodes. It's just where I'm at, y'all. You get it. But then when you watch episodes of Snapped, it makes sense. It clicks. Maybe we should call my knockoff version of the show Snapped will be Clicked. It Clicked. Because you know when your husband says one thing or your spouse or your partner says that one thing and it just clicks and you go, uh-huh. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go stick my head in that big freezer we have in the garage. And I'm going to let my brain cool down because if it gets any hotter, you're going to have a silver spoon to the orbital bone real quick. And that's where I'm at. So cannot wait to go on vacation with my husband. Tune in on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon because shit will be popping off. Now, I know y'all have a lot of issues because the hotline has been heated up all day and I can't wait to get into them. And some of these are just ridiculous. As always, you can call into the hotline 800-213-7503. Also, again, go to heatherontour.com. I know Chicago, LA, San Francisco, Canada, all that, Dallas, There's so many other cities we're going to announce. And if for any reason you get an email that says, hey, this show or a certain show has been canceled, we don't plan on doing that. But there are still in the early stages of getting back out on the road, some venues that can't accommodate stuff. Things are moving and shaking. So just go to heatherontour.com for the latest information. I don't say things on Instagram because I'm not going to start a public uproar. And I don't want you to worry. If your tickets are on sale, you are good. You are gravy. The shows have been fucking amazing. I've never had so much fun. But for any reason, we're having to move around and adjust some stuff. Just bear with me. Y'all, we are still moving and grooving, but I love to make people laugh for a living. Yes. On this episode of Snapped, comedian Heather McMahon takes a butter knife to the back of the Italian stallion's neck because he sat on her matuk sheets with sweaty, nasty golf gear. And that is why she's in prison. God, I better just get into the voicemails because if not, I'm incriminating myself. I hope the Georgia law lady listens to one of these episodes and she defends me. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Again, you can always call into the voicemail, the hotline, the absolutely not line, 800-213-7503. Let's get to it. My hair feels shinier, smoother, softer, stronger. Why? Because I'm using Pros. Pros knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. Here's the thing. They analyze so many different factors. You don't understand. It's not just like where you live, the conditions, the type of water, what you're using on your hair. Do you bleach it? Do you dye it? Do you have grays? All of those things come into play. And Pros takes those different factors. They analyze over 85 personal factors, and they determine a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. Pros also has a review and refine feature. It lets me tweak my formulas for any reason, like change of address, hair color, or my diet. So sometimes in the fall, I don't bleach as much. So then I'm like, hey, I don't need something for as brassy of hair. Maybe I need something a little softer. Pros is awesome. And as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive, Pros is the best hair care you've had. They will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/absolutely. That's PROSE.com/absolutely for your free in-depth hair consultation at 15% off.
Heather, it's your girl, Kathleen from Kansas, longtime fan and follower. I have an absolutely not for you. I live in the Midwest, obviously, and there are trucks that drive around with fake ball sacks on the back, like on the tailgate portion of their truck. And today I saw this big ass ball sack that like a silver dipped fake pair of balls just dingle dangling in the wind. And I'm just not here for it. I don't want to see it. I don't understand the point of that. It's a no for me, doggy. So I don't know if this is just the Midwest thing, if you see it in the South as well, but absolutely not. Absolutely yes to you, thriving, living your best life. We love you so much, girl. Just keep on keeping on. Love you. Bye.
Kathleen, thank you for calling in. Yeah, it's a big absolutely not. A dangly medallion ball sack on the back of a truck. I don't get it. It was one thing when people really tried to shove the stick figure families down our throat, you know, or then you would see it was always some guy in a fucking Subaru who'd have the Darwinism fish eating the stick figure family. Or it'd be like a pit bull stick figure, be like, my pit bull eat your family. I'm like, actually, that it's not probably too far off from the truth, you know? It's just aggressive. If you're already in a truck, we get it. You lift things. You work hard. Now I got to see your balls. This is bullshit. This is so stupid. You know what I'm going to do? One of my many Shark Tank ideas is I'm going to start getting long labias. Maybe just a solid, thick clit. And instead of hanging it on the back of your car, you know, like where if you have a Jaguar or a Mercedes or maybe a Bentley, you know, where you have your little medallion that pops up at the top. Guess what? Just a giant labia. Yeah, it's a giant labia. And that's what we're going to start putting on the front of our cars because balls are in the back, but labias are in the front. And it's not like we're asking for a lot. At what point, though, I want you to imagine the guy who got that. At what point do you think this guy, Steve, you know his name, Steve. I know his name, Steve. Steve was at a Buc-ee's, which is a very famous truck stop in Texas. And actually, they have great kolaches. And if you don't know what a kolache is, it's kind of like a puff pastry. Not even a puff pastry. It's kind of like a breakfast calzone. It is honestly the best way to describe it. I imagine this guy, Mark, walking in to a friggin' Buc-ee's. And he's with his buddy Carl, and he's like, hey, I'm getting one of these silver medallion ball sacks to put on the back of my truck just so when I pull into the next Buc-ee's close to Houston, when I pull in, I'm pumping gas, all the guys know I'm a homosexual. And that's what it is. It's actually letting other gentlemen know he's a power bottom. See what I did there? That's actually what it is. You know, in construction, he doesn't necessarily feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, that's what's up. So instead, he's just putting this out there. If his balls hang, that's a country gay pride flag. That's actually what it is. So maybe absolutely not to the fact that this man feels like he needs to flex with his testicles outside of his car, but absolutely not maybe to the fact that's the only way he knows how to show who he really is. At first, I thought it was a douche. And now I think he's just a power bottom, and that's the secret code. It was like the upside down pineapple with the swingers. Maybe country gays, that's how they show. Have you been to a rodeo recently? Have you pulled in? How many ball sacks are hanging from the back of a Tahoe or a Tacoma? That's actually just a symbol for cowboys who like cock. And I honestly think it's a beautiful thing. So maybe absolutely not to us not understanding or picking up that's actually a secret symbol for love. Cowboys, they're just like us. Although, can I be honest with you? I've asked some of my gay friends this. I don't like testicles. What are they for? You know, and you always have that one friend who's like, I love balls. Do you love them? Do you? Because what are they doing for you? Because they're not doing much for me. You always have that one girlfriend. I love giving BJs. Do you? I love laying in bed and putting a tender cuticle oil on my nails so that they don't feel brittle in the morning. I love putting things in my shopping cart off websites like Revolve when I know the clothes won't fit. But just putting sides, like I love shopping as an extra small and just seeing how many things I can put in my cart and then never check out because I know it won't fit. That's what I love to do. Oh, you don't like to do the same things? Wow. Imagine that. And that's what makes the world go round. Oh, God. Look at us solving problems. Any gay cowboys out there, please hit the hotline 800-213-7503. Let me know if I've cracked the code. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, Heather. This is Margot from Houston. And absolutely not to people that, you know, they bring people down about things that make them happy. For example, I am aware it is September 12th, fully aware. Also fully aware that I live in God's frickin' armpit in Houston. But I love fall, and putting up fall decorations brings me joy. And in this pandemic, you know what? I'm going to find joy in the little freaking things. And if putting up fall decorations early makes me happy, I'm going to do it. Peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
Marco, thanks for calling in. Also, I love that you called it Houston. And I don't know. I thought it was Houston with an H, a hard H, like a Heather Houston. But you said Houston twice. You know, I'm from Atlanta. And sometimes we say Atlanta, but I say Atlanta. And I don't know if it's because I over-enunciate. I secretly want to be a broadcast journalist. I don't know what that is. But wow, Houston. I don't think it's the armpit of America. Houston's a great city. But I'm sorry if I've been calling it Houston and haven't been pronouncing it right. My apologies. Here's the deal. Fall decor, fuck it up. Fuck it up. You want to put a foliage, a cornucopia? Do you want to put some light fake leaves from Michael's all over your front door? Fucking do it. Why? Because that's all we have to live for. You know, I'm going to say something very controversial. Absolutely yes to people who love to keep a Christmas tree up year round. Now wait, hear me out. Do you leave the tree up, but you change it for every season? You got an Easter tree, you got an American flag, patriotic 4th of July tree. Or you razzle dazzling it for St. Patrick's Day? Fucking do you. If it's an eyesore in the neighborhood, get rid of it. But if it's not, and it's in the privacy of your own home and your friends still accept you socially, fuck it up and bedazzle that bitch. Just because it's warm out, I don't know how to tell you this. We're in global warming. It's Christmas is going to be 102 this year, fuckers. So buckle up. So if you're worried about, you know, putting out the fall decor in September in Houston, well, you need to live on the edge a little bit. This is what I recommend. Go buy some boxed wine. Maybe get an 8-bag of Coke. Hit a Michaels and fuck it up. Do not let anybody make you feel bad for wanting to have taste and class and, you know, celebrate a little. I'm a Grinch around Christmas. It's not my favorite time of the year. But you know what? Maybe I could put a couple wreaths out and just see what happens. See if it changes my spirit. It makes me less of a horrifically sad, oppressive bitch during December. Maybe. Maybe I'll change my tune a little bit. Maybe this is the wake-up call I needed. And I love a holiday wreath. You put it outside and it's a neutral. You know, maybe it's made out of a nice wicker. It's a wicker wreath. And then you change it. You can make a nice summer one with some sunflowers. Actually, I hate sunflowers. I've never liked sunflowers, so fuck it. You got to be honest with you. If you ever bring sunflowers to me, I'm going to go, that's the ugliest fucking flower I've ever seen. I'm not a sunflower girl. Love lilies. Found out lilies are only appropriate for a funeral. My sister, this is probably why she didn't end up going through with the first marriage or the first wedding, was because she wanted lilies at her wedding. And my grandmother told me multiple times, Heather, you got to tell your sister. That's what you would send to somebody at a funeral. And I tried to tell her that. And she said, Ashley said, you're being a bitch. And I said, I'm just letting you know what Mimi said. And she's like, Mimi's been dead since the fifth grade. And I said, well, she's been sending messages to me. I've talked to her quite a bit. So I don't know what to tell you there. But I love it. I love, it's like a jean jacket. If you have a wicker wreath on the outside of your door and you change it up for each season, it's like having a solid jean jacket. If you have the right jean jacket, you can put a sweater on underneath it, a turtleneck. In the summer, you can just drape it over your spaghetti strap. Jean jackets are literally the most universal item of clothing on the fucking planet. I will fight you. I will take you to court over this. My argument is literally sealed. It is a done deal. The jean jacket is the most versatile. Do not say a trench coat. A trench coat is not. You can either be thought of as a peeping Tom or somebody who pretends that they live in London. Jean jacket, though, young, youthful, hip, never goes out of style, classic, could be warm, could be cool. That is also the wicker wreath that goes on the outside of your door. You can hot glue leaves to it, hot glue acorns, maybe make a Halloween one. Love a Halloween themed wreath. It's a very hard word to say. You could do, you know, Santa and the reindeer across it. You could do a New Year's Eve one. Have you seen an Easter wreath? Guess what? Those are fucking awesome. You know who else thinks that? Jesus. My grandmother also came to me from the dead and said, she liked him too. So you know what, sis? Keep your decor up. Fuck up your fall decor. And if you want to leave the Christmas tree up in the privacy of your own home, but as long as you keep it fresh, you know, all you guys are out there trying to get these fiddle fig trees. What if you just left the good old evergreen up? Have you ever thought about that? Instead of spending $700 on a fiddle fig that literally the leaves fall off in 0.3 seconds, you just keep your Christmas tree up and make it cool. I don't give a shit. I'm literally living by nobody else's rules but my own because I'm fighting with people and I'm revved up. And if I want to have, who's coming in? Riggs just came in. Gave my family one job. I said, keep the dog out while I record this podcast. Do they listen? Sure don't. Riggs, what did you just eat? He ate something. Great. Well, Riggs and I are going to go decorate our tree, but do not bring fucking sunflowers to my bridal shower. Thank you. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you've probably heard me talk about my Helix mattress, which I love. That is why I'm so excited to tell you that Helix launched a company called Birch Living, and they are making the best organic mattresses in the game. Birch makes organic, non-toxic mattresses made right here in America and shipped straight to your door with no contact delivery, free shipping, free returns, and a 100-night sleep trial. Now you can get in all the incredible comfort of a mattress from the makers of Helix, but with premium organic materials you're gonna love. Birch mattresses are made right here in America with just four materials that come straight from nature. Organic latex, organic New Zealand wool, American steel springs, and an organic cotton cover. Birch mattresses are certified organic and the materials are naturally and sustainably sourced. Finally, an amazing night's rest you can feel great about. Honestly, it's really comfortable. I love their mattresses, and I think for what you're getting, it's widely affordable. They even look beautiful. They're just amazing mattresses. So if you're looking for a new mattress, check out birchliving.com/absolutely and check it out. They have a 25-year warranty and you will get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it. Birch is giving you $200 off all mattresses and two free EcoRest pillows at birchliving.com/absolutely. That's $200 off all mattress orders and two free EcoRest pillows. Again, $200 off all mattress orders and two free EcoRest pillows. All you got to do is go to birchliving.com/absolutely.
Hey, Heather, it's Allison from Philly, hashtag Wawa. I have an absolutely yes and an absolutely not for you. Absolutely yes to getting a piercing after the age of 30, and absolutely not to all the judgy PTO moms and HOA board members for their side-eye looks and snarky comments about it. Who said after a certain age you can't, I don't know, dye your hair pink, get a piercing, or go to music festivals? Just because we're moms, it doesn't mean we still don't live. So you know what, Donna? You should worry about your terrible box blonde dye job, your five kids, and not my piercing. And that's on God. Can't wait to see you in Philly. Love and light.
Okay, whoa. You got to back up, though. First, though, don't be hating on box blondes, all right? If I didn't have an army, I would be box blonding this bullshit in my bathroom right now. So don't hate on a bitch with bad highlights, because some of us just aren't natural, and we're doing the best we can. A root is a root is a root. So don't hate on those of us who have dark roots, and we're trying to live that blonde life. I hear you, though. Now, first of all, you're very much so coming in aggressively. And I like this. I like that you're standing up for yourself. I like that you're saying, fuck the HOA, fuck the PTA, like, fuck them. You do you. You sound like a great mom. You're living your life. Doesn't mean just because you have kids, you got to stop having fun. My question is, though, and I got to be very honest with you, you're very defensive about this piercing. I can't imagine this is like triple ear piercing, a nose piercing, even a lip piercing. Did you get your labia pierced or maybe your breast and you're showing it to everyone at carpool? What exactly is happening that you're getting such a bad look? Because if one of my neighbors who was a mom came up to me, she dyed her hair pink and she had a nose piercing, I'm like, fuck yeah, Nicole's kind of lost it maybe for an hour, but she's getting a divorce and I hope she live, laugh, loves, and I'll go to the Harry Styles concert with her. You know what I mean? But the way that you came in hot makes me think it's more than just a tongue piercing. Now, I got to be honest with you. If you did pierce your tongue, you know what I mean? You become one of those people who just moved it around all day. You know what I mean? You always had that friend Tiffany in high school and she fucking, it's always a Tiffany or Brittany and they got their tongue pierced and they would suck on it all day. And every time they made a comment, they were like, well, Heather, what I really think you did wrong at soccer practice is, and you're like, put the fucking tongue ring away, Tiffany. Put it away. Now, I think tongue piercings are the dumbest fucking things. You know what I also think is dumb is when people get like their cheeks pierced. Black China did it. You know her. The baby mom of Rob Kardashian. She got those fake dimple piercings. And or like when you get the stud piercing right above your lip where your little Cupid's bow is. That's dumb. Come on. But did you get your nose pierced, a lip pierced? Okay, live on the edge. Just make sure it doesn't get infected. You need to immediately get hydrogen peroxide. Soak it. You know, we can't, ladies, if we're above 30, we can't be going to Claire's to get pierced either. You need to be in a tattoo shop where they can, you can buy real jewelry, like a gold earring. But again, you came in so defensively. I actually think that you may have pierced maybe your butt and you're walking around showing everybody that at one of these PTA meetings, which then I'd be on their side. It's too much. It's really too much. You need to tone it down. You know, it takes a village to raise children, but we don't need one of the people in our village to have a butt piercing that she's flaunting at carpool. You know what I'm saying? It just, it's not a great look. It's not a great look for me. It's not a great look for you. So while I say, do you let your freak flag fly? if you pierce your tongue or your labia, I don't know what to say to you because I don't want to see it, you know? Also, at what point do you, anybody, and if anybody who's listening has a labia piercing and whatever, they say it heightens your sexuality or whatever. I don't know about that. I mean, have you ever fallen asleep in a big stud and that the back of that's just shoving into the nape of your neck and you wake up and you're bruised and bleeding? I can't imagine trying to slip a tampon in when you got a giant hoop down there. Who's got time for that? I don't. Yeah, I mean, do you? But when doing you means you're exposing yourself, it's a no. It's a no from me. And also never get your tongue pierced. Because if you become that bitch, it's like, so guys, are y'all Bumble? No. They'd always push it forward and play with it. And they click it up against the back of their teeth. Fuck no. Absolutely not. Why? Why do we do that? No. I have plenty of girlfriends who got their belly button pierced in Panama City on spring break. When we were 14, I never did it because I have a very deep belly button. And I knew. I've always been shaped like an apple. I never exposed my midriff. So if you think I'm going to get a belly button ring that would then get sucked so far deep into my insides, you'd never see it. Even if you had one with a jingle jangle on it. You know, they used to have the ones that it would have the little dangles and it'd be like stars at the bottom. I couldn't do that because it would just all get sucked into my belly button. Now, there are plenty of people who are much bigger than I am, but if you actually stick your finger in my belly button, it'll go up to probably the second knuckle. I'm just letting you know. That's just my hidden talent. That's what I should tell people. I have a very deep belly button. Whether I am heavy or I'm very thin, I have a very deep belly button. So no outies here. Innies, baby, all the way. Tucked up to my throat, and that's what's up. But yes to stirring the pot at the PTA, but also no to your new labia piercing that you forced everyone to look at in your adult Snapchat account. Let's get to the next voicemail. You know, it's wild, no matter how healthy you try and eat or, you know, you try and really take care of yourself. Did you know that gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored? Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not even getting their recommended daily intake of omega-3s. Do you know how important omega-3s are? They're very important. This is where Ritual comes in. Ritual is essential for women. 18 and up multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 up. It is formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 and Up multivitamin. The results? Essential for Women 18 and Up was shown to increase vitamin D levels at 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. The clinical study was published in leading scientific journals like the Frontiers in Nutrition. Listen, I love Ritual. They make it so easy. It's shipped directly to your door. And honestly, it's a no-brainer. They make it so easy. You take your multivitamin, you go about your day, and you know that you're putting in that good into your body. Also, you can figure out where all their stuff's from. They're really transparent about telling you where they get all their supplements from. And I find that highly refreshing. You should know what's going into your body. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit Ritual, RITUAL.com/absolutely. And turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/absolutely.
Hey, Heather. This is Lindsay from Louisiana, South Louisiana, where we just got blown away by Hurricane Ida. So absolutely not to that. So my family, no, I take that back, not my husband, me and my two very small children evacuated to Orange Beach, Alabama, for 2 weeks, and I just got home. And absolutely not to everyone who says, well, at least you had a 2 week vacation. Must be nice. No, bitch, it wasn't nice. You know why I had to take a 2 week quote unquote vacation? Because I have holes all in my roof and I've been out of electricity for 13 days. I'm suffering just like you are, Wanda. So back the fuck off of me, okay? I'm not saying must be nice that you got electricity last week when I didn't. All I'm saying is you're suffering, I'm suffering. Get out of here with your must be nices. Anyway, can't wait to come see you somewhere at some point whenever, I don't know, I get internet and I can buy some tickets or something. But keep keep us laughing. You made my drive home from the beach much more bearable because my two kids are about to drive me up the wall. Love them, but you know, love and light.
Sister friend, I feel this so much. Must be nice. You know, I'm going to get some of those messages. Must be nice to be an Emily. Must be nice. I'm doing this trip before I have to go to prison. Don't y'all get it? It must be nice. Must be nice. Also, people don't fucking get it. Must be nice to be in Orange Beach. No, bitch. She survived Ida. Must be nice. You know what? Must be nice to be the fucking worst. Because what I do is I bury my feelings about everything so deep down inside. And I let it boil. I let it boil to a point that it comes out the tip of my chin like a soul patch in the form of hormonal acne. Must be nice. Must be nice to get on Facebook and write all of your feelings all of the time like it's an open therapy forum. Must be nice. Shut the fuck up. Must be nice to be in Orange Beach. Yeah, guess what? I'm glad she was in Orange Beach. I'm glad she wasn't underwater. People don't know. When did everybody get a fucking opinion? You know what I mean? And I'll tell you what, things have even changed since, you know, I grew up more followers. Before it was always just, girl, we get it. Like people who just got me and we were one. And then nowadays I'll get something where it'll be like I could put up. And not that this shit doesn't bother me. It's just funny. Damn, just had the best sandwich down at this place. And someone's like, must be nice to eat bread. Do you know I've had a gluten intolerance for the last 2 years and I shit myself regularly if I have any sort of gluten touch my intestines, but must be nice. Enjoy that sandwich, Heather. Like I have gotten mad specific messages like that. I'm going to get somebody who's going to be like, must be nice for your husband to play golf because my husband has no arms and no legs, but he can push a ball with his teeth. Must be nice. And you're like, fuck me. My job as a comedian is to bitch and complain. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of my job. Must be nice. Must be nice. I had one woman when I was asking for some suggestions for some other cities that I might not have been to in Italy. One woman goes, you live with your mother. Do you really think you can afford? And I was just like, I'm done. I don't know. And I literally responded to this woman, Deb. And I go, Debbie, I don't know. This is, I do a lot of bits too. This is also, lay off me. I'm fucking starving. What do you want from me? Must be nice. Also, to this wonderful caller who called in, please tell me you responded to this woman. Fuck off. I have no interwebs and my basement flooded, bitch. Please, we need to start responding. Before I used to always say, you know what? It's not worth it. Nah, it's not worth it. I'll let it go. It's not worth it. No, the response needs to be, must be nice to be that ugly. Because then you don't ever have to worry about getting invited anywhere. I don't know if that works, but go with me on it. It's kind of like a backwards humble brag. Must be nice to be that boring because I get invited to so many things because I'm fun. These are the worst responses. But I hear you. It's like people have no idea what you're doing. People don't understand when I'm working. You know, they have no idea. I'm like, this is my job. And I take it seriously and I try and do a good job. And when I do shows, it's like my main focus. And I work my ass off with my agents to try and get these venues. And then when things get changed or canceled, it's a fucking bummer. That's how I make money. Must be nice. Must be. Butter knife to the neck. Oh, who's coming in? Jeff, I'm recording a podcast. Literally, is the game over? Did you shave? I mean, shower, or at least you got out of your sweaty fucking golf clothes. Ladies and gentlemen, he just walked into my office because the game's over and he was able to shower. How long did you sit in those sweaty clothes today? You put them on at 8 a.m. Come here, tell the microphone. What time did you get out of those clothes today? It is currently 7:23 in the evening. What time?
Golf didn't wrap up until, I want to say, 3 o'clock. And I just got out of those clothes about 45 minutes ago.
Disgusting. That's fucking foul. He's getting a butter knife to the neck. There is no other way that I can wrap up this podcast in a perfect angel baby hot pink bow, then sang that tonight is the night I'd stab him in the neck. Are you just ranting and raving? Yes, I am ranting and raving about you, Jeff, because I ask so little of you. I really do. And you put your foul, musty ass on our expensive sheets that I hand washed the other day. No, Jeff, when I came in there, you were sitting on your side of the bed. No. You took your pants off and you still sat in your wet underwear on our velvet bench from Ballard. I'm sure they're glad we did a collab with them. Can't take a photo because my husband's asshole imprint is wet on the fucking bench. I would love some pizza. Thank you. Do you see? Must be nice to watch football. Okay, now that I have legally put myself in a corner for ever really doing a crime because I've basically admitted to it here, I'm going to have to get creative on the ways I can take out Jeff Daniels without y'all tracing it back to me. Am I richly blessed? Of course I am. I am, and I feel blessed. But I just wanted to let y'all know that this is where I'm at. Sunday night, I've been burning the midnight oil every night, and I want to see things go across the finish line. I know the work I put in and I know the hard work and it's just a lot. And I'm just ready to fucking make moves, doggy. You know what it is? It's like I'm an action steps gal. You give me a task, we do it, we move forward. I don't sit around and talk about shit. So for me, I'm just ready to see what's happening, what's popping. I don't know. Can I even explain what I'm saying? Maybe I'll just stab myself. And then get the attention. You know what? If I stabbed myself in the neck, then I'd get a couple of days off just to lay in bed and have everybody else take care of me. Because right now I'm spread thick. We said it last couple weeks ago. Not spread thin, I'm spread thick. I'm spread so thin that I've gotten thick from the stress hormones that won't help me take the weight off. That's where I'm at. Y'all, I love you. Let's live in the light. I will be bringing you hot fire content while hopefully I'm abroad. Hopefully, you know, Jeff filled out his fucking online form. Oh, wait, I did it for him. So let's see if they'll let his ass into his home country. Well, it's not his home country. His home country is America, but you get what I'm saying. Anyways, I'll be traveling a little bit. But again, hey, if you can't make it to some of those other Virginia shows, come to the Richmond show. We still have tickets in Richmond. Again, guys, I apologize. Things get moved around and I'm just rolling with the punches. So bear with me. And we have big, big tour announcements soon. We are announcing a ton more cities. So get locked and loaded. You guys send me death threats from Chicago every week. Don't worry. We are coming to Chicago. It's going to be an amazing show at a very historical theater. So we're going to be announcing that as soon as those contracts are signed. I cannot wait to share that. And again, if you want to see me on the road, go to heatherontour.com. My next show is in Denver, I believe October 1st. That is going to be fun. People will be high. We'll be lit. Goddamn, I'll be coming in with, I'm sure, more material after this harrowing trip back to Italy to do the most and the least with my Italian stallion. Let's hope we survive. And in the meantime, between time, always call the hotline, 800-213-7503. Love you, mean it. I'll see ya on the other side of the pond. Arrivederci, ciao bella.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.